Nehemiah 8, Scripture in the Square. Yesterday, we saw a spacious city awaiting people and purpose. Today, the square fills with scripture. At the Watergate, likely an open area near the Gihon-supplied quarter, Ezra stands on a wooden tower and the people, as one, listen from daybreak to noon. This is Deuteronomy 31 come to life, the law read aloud to renew a people. Note the posture. Standing, hands lifted, faces to the ground. Middle Eastern bodily reverence many Westerners underplay. Word opened, word explained. The Levites read distinctly and gave the sense. 8:8. The Hebrew mefarash hints at clear articulation and likely translation into Aramaic, the street language of the Persian period, cf. Elephantine papyri. This is early Targum, scripture not only read but made understood. Calvin cites this passage for the clarity of preaching, Chrysostom for the public reading, the Reformers for Lectio Continua. Understanding births obedience, not mere sentiment. Tears rise, but leaders redirect them. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. New International Version. The phrase uses chedva, gladness, and maoz, stronghold. Joy not as mood, but as fortress. Covenant security turning lament into mission. Hence, sharing food with those unprepared, echoing Deuteronomy 16, see also Esther 9:22. Doctrine becomes hospitality. On the second day, they discover Sukkot and keep it with unusual fullness. Leviticus 23, Deuteronomy 31:10-13. Post-exilic Israel relearns to live in tents, remembering that God shepherded them when walls were none. The wall is finished. The wilderness trust remains. Cross-references, Joshua Echad 8, 2, Kings 22, Psalm 19, Luke 4, Luke 24:27, 32, Acts 8, 1 Timothy 4:13. Consider singing, Speak, O Lord, Getty Townend. Prayer, Speak again, O Lord, open the book, open our minds, open our hands, make your joy our stronghold, and your word our daily bread, for Jesus' sake. Amen.